Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you're out in your backyard and thinking about creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood or in your little park or wherever you may be, because it is the midsummer, July 15th, and you better be grilling something if you've ever grilled before. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob.
Oh, that was good.
Yep.
I think you're talking to like Yogi Bear now in your little park with a picnic basket.
That's right.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. I was noticing you got some new glasses, right?
These are just, you know, dime store readers.
Oh, okay.
That's all they are.
I thought you were going all Gucci on
this. Oh, no. These are the 3 for $10 type things, because, you know, I sit on them or whatever. Plus, you got to have one in every vehicle and every place you go because, you know, I can't see inside them. My arms aren't quite long enough, you know, gator arms.
Sure.
And so anything within that, you know, that's gone.
Well, welcome to the show. Thing. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys and the Blind Old Guys on the radio. It is the weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. This is like kind of summer themed, kind of just different things. I'm going to call this like a cleanup show, because every now and then we always like to do these themes and this and that, but sometimes there's just a little bit of this and a little bit of that that doesn't necessarily go with a theme like Louisiana grilling or, you know, Cajun or Texas or, but there's something cool. Like, we're going to do toppers for your barbecue, things to put on your barbecued food, your grilled, smoked, whatever. We're going to do some salads and stuff because it's summer and it's cool to have some salads. And you have a favorite salad you're going to do later. So this is kind of, I'm going to call it a cleanup show. We're kind of sweeping the cracks here and getting those little things that we always wanted to talk about and
getting her going.
What do you think of that?
Well, you know what? I think it's good, man, because absent of any other show plan, that's the one we're going to roll with.
So. And there's that.
Right. So, but anyway, this past week was invited up to a cottage. Shout out to my friend Mark and Rhonda Boggs. Had us up by a White Cloud in northwest Michigan. And went up there, and I'm the grilling guy, so I always want to bring some stuff, right? And got up there, and their cottage is not unlike many cottages that people have, is that the really good stuff's at home, and the stuff that we replaced got taken to the cottage, right? And enter the old charbroil single burner gas grill, on and off, right? Not completely, but
Your basic big box grill.
Right, and it's a smaller one, and it's got one single, you know, H burner in it. And
did you just hand the guy your credit card and say, go get yourself something?
Yeah, exactly. But no, so it came time to cook on it, right? And, of course, I'm at a party, so I brought some jalapeno poppers. Easy enough to do. They're always wrapped in bacon when we do them. Put the little flap over the end of the hollowed-out jalapeno.
Is that how you did it this time?
Yep. Wrapped it around there, and then you set them on the grill. Well, guess what? The grates on this thing are like razor thin. They've been cleaned 1,000 times. It's like a thin little wire. So they wouldn't roll around too bad, but they also, I got grease dripping, right? Fires. The poppers never turn out when they're on fire, right? The bacon gets burned and it's no good.
Right.
So I had these grilling mats. Now, I was the most leery guy in the world about a grilling mat. They're those little thin pieces of silicone, a little bit bigger than a slice of paper, right? I happen to have two of them that I bought because I was anticipating that this might be an issue with my poppers.
Uh-oh, what is this I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Oh, aluminum foil just called. She's pissed.
Well, I had to give it a try, right? You see the things on the infomercials on TV, and it, you know, don't be dissing my foil. I still love her. But anyway, long story short, put these things on there, got grill marks on my poppers, The grease ran off to the edge where it wasn't hitting the flame. I got them completely done perfectly on this older, tired grill that we were cooking on, but it performed with these mats on there. And I never used them before.
What do you call the mat?
It's kind of grill mat, generically, but you can get them at the big box
stores.
Is there
a name for it?
Yeah, the ones, they were just grill mats. I got them at, I think, at Walmart.
Yeah, they're made out of silicone or Teflon or something.
Yeah, right. And you see them advertised every now and then. Yeah. I'd never cooked on them before, but you know what? This is one time I would say that if you've got something that's going to produce a lot of fat or grease, might not be a bad tool to have in your bag on a certain grill. There was no way to do offset on this thing. It was on or off, right? All one burner.
And that's what happens when you're traveling and you're cooking on strange grills.
Right.
So in that regard, you know, that was a good thing to have.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about a little bit before the show started. I'm with you. I'm not sure that cooking on silicone just feels right to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see any aftertaste, and I didn't, you know, see any of it rub off or anything like that. I mean, nobody was like, man, this thing tastes like plastic.
Yeah.
You know, so it was all right. But anyway.
Cool.
So that was my little trip down new product lane.
Worth checking out.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got this building project going on, so my life is terrible right now. every night until like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Sure.
So I'm actually... I don't wake up now till like 7:30 because there's a truck rolling up the driveway, and I feel terrible because, you know, I'm always up really early,
right?
And I'm dragging out, and these guys are coming up, and I'm in my jammy bottoms and a t-shirt, and I haven't even had a cup of coffee. But so this week they finally came up and poured the rest of my flat work in the basement, and that's all done. When they got done, I made them some Cincinnati chili dogs because they. You know, every crew that's been there, I've fed barbecue. Uh-huh. And so these guys, this one guy goes, yeah, I heard you're the barbecue guy, and you're, like, feeding all of our crews and everything. And he's looking at me smiling. I'm like, yeah, well, good, not really, yeah. It's like going to the house. So like, man, I don't even have anything. I look in the refrigerator, and I got a pack of hot Kowalski natural hot dogs.
Yep.
And a couple cans of Cincinnati chili from Skyline.
Right.
I didn't even have any red beans, you know. Right. I've got like Great Northerns. I've got some stale French bread, but I got a big bag of shredded cheese and some Vidalia. So so I get in there and I'm watching they're all cleaning up and they're about done. So I'm like toasting up this stale French bread and chopping up a Vidalia. I had Livy helping me. She, you know, throws some of the Since Skyline chili in a pot, throws the beans in with it, gets it boiling. So they're like ready. They're starting to get in their trucks. And I started walking out with plates. And it's this thick French bread. Each one had a couple of those Kowalski's big natural dogs. They're really beautiful. And a nice pile of chili and a mound of this finely shredded cheese and a bunch of Vidalia onions chopped up on top. And then I got a bottle of hot sauce, and they're like, whoa, what's this?
Yeah.
They'd never had it before. So the boys at Andrews Concrete, they're awesome. Phenomenal. If you need concrete work done, dude, just call them.
Yeah.
They're well fed.
Yeah.
They're very well fed. Oh, and so I'm cutting a hole in the old basement a couple nights ago.
To get from one to the other, right? Your door,
and it's so stinking hot that night. I got this... You know, I made my cuts on the outside. It's a two-stroke saw. You know, I don't know if you've ever run one or not, but it's a big beast. And so then I had to go inside. I tented it all in, and I'm inside there, and I got my mask and everything on. I make a couple quick cuts, and I'm so hot and sweaty that plastic stuck to me, and I moved my arm, and it ripped it down, and this big cloud of very dense white smoke goes floating through the whole house.
Oh,
my house
my
is
God.
Trashed.
I'm sure Mo was all over that.
I'm not a concrete guy.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to sweep up a little breakfast explosion and maybe talk about a little conference call we had with the Marines. Stick with us. We'll be back. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just got to get going with a night might be.
What was I thinking? It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you tuning in. It's the weekend, and I hope you've got great plans. The middle of July, we're in the height of grilling season, and we're just talking a little bit today about a variety of topics. And one that's pretty special to us here at the Grilling Guys, and we hope that you're on board with it as well, is our Operation GI Barbecue effort. And what we're doing is we're taking a trailer smoker capable of cooking, oh man, I don't know, how many pounds of pork can you get in that thing, Bob?
I think 40 butts.
Yeah, 40 butts at what, 8 pounds a piece, 10 pounds a piece. So we're looking at taking these giant smokers and all the fixings out to military base, and we made some good progress this week. So toward that, why don't you break that down for us?
Yeah, thanks, and welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. And go to our website for our fundraiser. It's called GI Barbecue. So go to GIBBQ.com, and you can find out more about what the effort is. But basically, we've been raising money to send barbecue supplies to troops. Our first load went to Fort Bragg last year, and now we're sending a double load to Camp Pendleton. I had a conference call with Pendleton this week. And, dude, we are in. It's a go. It's a green light. And we don't have to rappel onto the base. We get to fly in.
Okay.
And we'll be escorted in. But it's the it's their annual event called Globe and Anchor.
Okay.
And it's a fundraiser they do. I'll find out more about the actual event. But my friend David Webb is given the keynote address there. He's on Fox News, and he has his own show on Sirius Satellite, Sirius Patriot, on the Patriot 125 channel, the David Webb Show. He's on the morning from 9 to noon on channel 125 on Sirius. And so he's gotten to be quite the national celebrity, and he is giving the keynote address, and we're going to be his guests there.
Very cool.
It ties in beautifully in terms of him using his pull with the brass to get the clearances we need to give them gifts,
right?
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to show up on a Thursday or Friday. We're going to cook for the troops on the Saturday night of, I think it's September 9th. We'll be going to the Anchor and Globe or Globe and Anchor Award. And we'll get more of that information out there. But the main thing is Camp Pendleton is the lucky winner of the GI Barbecue Award this year for a double load, two big ABS American Barbecue System Judge smokers. Now, these are not on trailers. They are roller units,
right,
but they're not really on trailers. They'll be stationary on the base, and we just didn't want to spend the money for trailers because, number one, we don't want somebody hitching onto them.
Right.
They'll disappear.
Right.
And number two, they're going to stay right at the chow hall, and they'll be used very often because right, we're going to teach their cooks how to use them.
Now, we still need a little help with this effort, and that's why we're covering it right now, in that we need to get these things transported out there. Shout out to any of our listeners that might have connections in the trucking industry. These things need to go where in California, Bob?
Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton, which is in San Diego, right?
So really, even if you're not a trucker, anybody can help be a trucker by going to gibbq.com and click the donate page and just throw a little something in there. If you love your troops, if you love your country, let's bring them some nice barbecue, okay? We're going to be out there early September, so those Marines work really hard, and it's good duty at Pendleton, but still, you're dedicated to the service and your country, and
sure,
they're on their way to harm's way at some point in time.
Let's
give them some food, and let's take good care of them. GIBBQ.com. So talk about breakfast explosion. I tried to make a bacon explosion, and it caught on fire. That's the one I burnt for Wood Radio. But I wanted to tell everybody how to make this thing, because I actually served the remnants to the boys from the concrete company from Andrews. I took the burnt bacon off it and heated it up. They loved it. So a bacon explosion is, you've probably seen them, but you do a bacon weave. And then you also take some sausage. In this case, it was our favorite butcher's sausage, Sobey's. And I took 2 pounds of it, and I put it on some freezer paper on the shiny side. And I matted it down and made like this big rectangle with it. And I made a giant double bacon weave, which was a little bigger than the sausage. And then I took some boiled eggs. I cut the ends off them so they stacked up in a row across there. I took jalapenos and made a row. I took green onions and made a row. I threw some of my favorite barbecue seasoning in there. And then I dusted the heck out of it with 5-blend cheese. And then I rolled it up. It was a great big log. And then I placed it, using that freezer paper, I picked the whole thing up and set it on the bacon wrap, which is on wax paper. I pulled out the freezer paper. Now I've got this big meat log on top of a bacon weave. So you pick up that wax paper and fold it up over and begin the rolling process. And dude, this thing was like 18 to 20 inches long, very heavy, because it's like 3 pounds of meat, 4 pounds at least. And it was just gorgeous.
They're a lot of fun to make, because that variety of stuff that you put in the middle of them can change to your taste. He did the boiled eggs and the jalapenos and the onions.
So it was more of a breakfast.
You can make these things with potatoes and onions in the center of them. But the bacon weaves, a lot of people maybe don't understand what that is. It's really simple. Have you ever seen the cross hatch like on the top of a cherry pie? Or that
right.
Just the weave of that.
Mom
and
knows
all you're
how
doing,
to do
right.
It.
All you're doing is weaving the bacon, some going left to right, some going top to bottom, weave them in there. And then when you wrap that around there, as you cook it, that bacon kind of cooks together and creates a jacket.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, they're really cool. But again, if you're listening to the first segment, bacon has a tendency to flare up. And Barbecue Bob walked away, got distracted, and when he came back to the grill, the bacon had burned. And you don't ever serve burned bacon because it's bitter. So you salvaged it, though, because the bacon protected it.
I did, but so when you're going to make this yourself,
right?
Maybe you could use one of those bacon mats.
you could, because the heat, the flame never sees it.
You
want to
get the grease away from it is what you want to do. So a smoker, is a really nice way to do it. You know, if you don't have a smoker, you can do it in your grill indirect.
Right. That is heat on one side, the meat on the opposite side.
You could literally throw it in your oven if you had to.
Sure.
and then put it on the grill at the last minute for some sear marks.
Right.
That might be kind of nice.
Yep.
But they're fantastic.
They are. And you slice them like a jelly roll. I mean, picture this log the size of a softball, maybe, and it's a foot to 2 foot long, depending on how big a one you make. And then you just slice it off in maybe like half-inch pieces and lay it on a plate. You can put it on a bun. You can put it on a bagel or a muffin, whatever you want to do. But it's just a great piece of breakfast meat to serve to people. And when you've got that, you know, again, play with the ingredients, whatever sounds good to you.
Yeah, like I said, I was so mad because, you know, so much work. I spent an hour making that monster.
Right.
But so I carved off the burnt bacon and I threw it in the microwave and you know, 2-inch chunks or whatever, and just kind of heated it up. And it was like, I took a little try and it's like, wow, this is really good. So I cut all these sections up, and that was a day when I had a father and son team working on the, I don't know, where they're putting forms in maybe. There's always a crew at our house like every day now. So
right.
I can't feed them all. There's no way am I going to feed them all. I'm done.
Well, you shouldn't say that on the air, Bob, for the guys that are still coming. They might be listening. So your quality might go down because one of the concrete guys heard before he got there, right? Hey, yeah. You're feeding us. So keep this going. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk about some barbecue toppers. And what those are the accoutrements, the condiments, and things that you're going to put on top of the largely meat, some of it vegetables, that you pull off the grill. So you're not going to want to miss this. We got a few
tofu
basics, but we'll be right back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you, a pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071. If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you've got plans to get out in your backyard or in the neighborhood campground, wherever you may be, and fire up a grill, make some smoke, watch the seagulls come. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, toppers, man. It's just toppers right now.
Okay.
It's, I think you and I like to have a lot of fun grilling. I think a lot of people do, but maybe they don't necessarily always take the time to prep and get ready for these things. So this is really easy. Here's some simple ones, and you might have this stuff in your house, but this one is a really simple one that everybody seems to like, the few times I've ever made it anyway. And it's called a no-cook tomato sauce. It's just very, very simple. It's chopped tomatoes, basil, Parmesan, and olive oil. And we grow the tomatoes and basil. So when that's in, we do a lot of tomato-basil things. They're just a great combo. And then I use a garlic EVO when I do that from Old World Olive Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically get the finely shredded Parmesan so that it's kind of chunky looking.
Yep.
And it's wonderful to throw on. You can put it on anything like chicken, fish, steak.
Yep.
I mean, anything. It's a fantastic, it doesn't have to take you in a direction, you know. It's just a wonderful compliment. My mouth's watering right now thinking how much I like
it. Yeah, that is good. Really good. I like to top a steak with a compound butter. And a compound butter is super simple.
Yep.
And you soften a stick, and I like to use salted butter. There's salted and unsalted. The only difference is just that.
Yep. Salted. One sucks, one's good.
Right, yeah. And so if you want your savory, you go with your salted. Soften that stick, put it in a mixing bowl, and put in about a half a cup of crumbled blue cheese. And just mix that together. Scoop that out, put it on a piece of wax paper, and roll it back into a log or, whatever, just a little. So what I want to do, and then put it back in the fridge and let it solidify again. So this is a night before type topper, right? Then you're grilling your steaks the next day. You've got it, the grill marks and the color on one side, did your 10 and 2.
So you put it on wax paper to roll it into a log.
Right. And then you can leave it in the wax paper in the fridge, or you can put it on a butter dish, whatever you want to do. But anyway, what I want to do is I get that steak done on one side. When I flip it over to finish it on the other side, I take a little wedge of that and a slice, if it's round or square, whatever, about a half-inch slice, and put it right
on
top.
Take a chunk right on the steak.
On the steak. Close the lid, because that way you'll get some of the heat in there, and it'll just spread itself out all over, and boy, is that just a great topper. I got another one that's a favorite as well, but I'll let you go next, Bob, and then I'll bring in my last steak topper.
Well, this other one is, I got a couple of them actually, but the pesto is... I've really got, again, we're back to the basil, but I've really become very fond of pesto. And that's a cup of fresh basil, very finely chopped, 3 garlic cloves peeled, and then 3 tablespoons of pine nuts. This is a nice kicker.
Those are hard to find. I don't necessarily can't get those
really?
Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, are they?
Oh, I think anymore you can.
Okay.
I think they become real mainstream. Freshly grated Parmesan, and then some kosher and some black pepper, and a 1/3 cup of EVO, and then just run it through your food processor.
Right.
Chop it up, and it's so good.
Makes a nice, fresh, bright pesto,
and
you can put that on vegetables.
Anything, pasta.
Fish, pasta,
it's
whatever.
It's great on pizzas.
Right, yep, exactly. Mine, I'm back to this traditional, this is a little heavier dish, takes a little bit longer to prepare, but man, is the result good. I got portobello mushrooms and the Vidalia onions, as Bob says, and then put that half stick of butter in the skillet. I'm making this on the stove to put on the grilled food. And then I'm going to cook that down, put
Are
a bunch of
minced... Are you going to leave the portobello whole?
Nope, I'm going to slice them up. They're sliced. Thank you. Good point. And then I also got minced garlic in there. If you've got time to take your own cloves and mince them, probably 3 of those, and I've got enough. This is for 4 people.
Yeah, fresh garlic's awesome.
Fresh garlic's awesome. Put it in there. Let that start to cook down, and those mushrooms will soften, those onions will soften, right? And then I'm going to take and finish it with a little bit of red wine. And it doesn't matter what red wine you have, because what you're trying to do is put a little color on it as well as put a little bit of that juicy flavor on there. And it can be like just a big pour. in there. And what you want to do is let that cook down and almost get sticky at the end. And you're just going to serve those onions and mushrooms, sweet onion, the mushroom cooked down as just either a side or a topper.
Did you put a little balsamic in there, did you?
I didn't. Oh. And then most of them. It's just the butter, garlic, the wine to deglaze the pan at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I do this. It's like one of my favorite
things.
What
do you mean deglaze?
Well, it's going to be sticky. There might be, even if you're using a nonstick pan, there's going to be little chunks of the stuff because you cooked it down enough in that butter and the garlic might stick to the pan a little bit. You pour a little wine in there and everything will loosen up. And you let it boil a little bit to take off some of the moisture, and then you know put it
I
in a
little
bit. I
do that to my wife.
Do you?
Pour a little wine in her.
Yeah, right, right. I got a little story about Barbecue Bob and his wife, and without getting too personal, they're doing their house remodeling, as you've heard, and it's time to talk about kitchen cabinets. And when he calls and gives me 5 minutes notice that he's on his way to come to the shop, of course I'm not there. So
perfect,
which is perfect. So I say, well, you're going to have to meet with Amanda, my kitchen designer, and she'll take care of you. Well, as it turns out, they had a productive meeting, but there might be a little bit of a disconcern between the two of them, let's say. She's like, what is their last name? Is it the Bickersons or is it the Nurmicos? So anyway, pretty funny too, but it's very typical. I make fun of it, but it happens a lot when you're doing that kind of stuff in your house because it's permanent, right?
Well, I mean, and we're both very strong-willed.
Yeah.
We're both
She might have told me that.
We're
yeah.
both very stubborn, strong-willed, and we've got definite ideas.
Some of them aren't the same.
The difference is I cook.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think if she's listening, you're in trouble.
She's pretty spoiled. She right. wants this beautiful kitchen for entertaining.
Right.
I do a lot of work in there. So
right.
I have a different viewpoint of it. So
right. well,
that's
we'll
where the worlds
up.
Clash.
Right.
Oh, she's gonna win.
Yeah.
Come on. It's inside the house.
Yeah.
I don't right. I can't.
She doesn't set up the outdoor kitchen.
I can't claim a domain. Oh no, right. but she got her nose into my outdoor kitchen recently.
Oh, did she?
Another show. We'll
yeah.
do that.
Ah, good stuff. But anyway, so progress was made.
Yeah.
We'll go with it that way. But
we have time for a little chimichurri, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, we do. He's holding
okay.
up two fingers.
All right. This fellow from he was from Argentina that I met. His name was Adrian. And his recipe for a chimichurri is on the Grillin' Guys website. Go to thegrillinguys.com. Look up in the top right, you'll see a search bar and put chimichurri at chimichurri. It's a weird spelling, but you'll find Anthony or Adrian up there in his recipe. Cool guy, and the chimichurri is big in like Venezuela, Colombia, some of those South American countries. There's only a group of them that seem to use it, and maybe that's where the parsley is more abundant. I tend to like to use cilantro in mine when I make it. It's just a little different, but they're very similar. Parsley and cilantro are cousins. But you're basically, you can look up the recipe on our website, but it's water, salt, a little red wine vinegar, a cup of chopped cilantro or parsley, a couple cloves of garlic, some red pepper flakes, a little EVO, a little black pepper, and a little oregano and basil. And you combine the water, salt, oil, all that, and you throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds. You stir in the salt to dissolve it. Then you mix in the vinegar, parsley, everything else. And since the water's typically warm, I'll put it in the fridge for like 20 minutes so it cools and everything soaks in. But basically, that warm water, when you're putting all those ingredients in there, it doesn't cook the greens, but it sort of cooks them. It just softens them up a bit and helps everything emulsify, and they mix together. All those flavors meld in the warm water, and then you chill it, and you top your steaks with it. It's fantastic on a flank or skirt.
It's got a little heat to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't drop any on your skirt.
Speaking of heat, we're going to be grilling some salads. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American ride.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
We live it, we love it, Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Wow, wow, that's some music there, Bri, to bring us back. We're getting in the mood for the weekend, putting a little smoke in your backyard. I'm Jop from Barbecue Bob. What's up, man?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, all right? If you haven't liked our page yet, it's Facebook.com/ The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter, it's Grillin' Guy. And go to our GIBBQ Facebook page, give it a like. Promote it amongst your friends. If you want to help us raise money, get your friends to look at the Facebook page for GIBBQ or the GIBBQ website. And maybe you've got some friends that are very patriotic or love the troops and want to help out and have a little disposable income. And even if you can't help, maybe you can help us get other people that can help. And that would be awesome because we're thousands of dollars away from transport. And we do have to cover these costs. So
100% tax deductible.
Yep, it's a 501c3.
Right. So none of the proceeds that are collected here go to anything but delivering this stuff where it's got to go. So thanks for considering it, and we hope you can help us out.
So in these other segments, we didn't get to cover our Grillin' Guys signature iced tea. So
get
you mind
it,
if
man.
I grab that real quick?
Get on it.
This is something we came up with about 5 years ago, and it's basically, I remember I was so hot on it, I wanted to bottle it, and then I noticed that Arnold Palmer was bottling something to add to vodka to make an Arnold Palmer, a loaded Palmer, whatever they call them. But it's basically, it's iced tea and lemonade and then pomegranate juice. And the degree of which you like. And then, of course, you pour that on a shot of vodka on the rocks. And it's a wonderful drink around the pool or around the lake in the summertime or on the back deck when it's hot. It's like a nice iced tea, but it's still an adult cocktail. So you're one of the big boys. You're not, you know, in the Sissy Club or something. But it's a nice little something, a little different. You can surprise your friends with. We have a friend who comes up with these crazy martinis and cocktails, and it's great. You met her at one of our parties.
She's actually a physician.
Yeah, and she set up a bar, and she makes the craziest things. And it's when she tells you what's in them, you're like, yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't anymore. I'm always eager now because I love every one of them.
Right. So talking a little bit about stuff on the grill that's maybe a little bit different. And I've got one that I did this last weekend, and it sounds crazy, but it's good. We had watermelons up there, right? So we were cutting up watermelons, big slab of watermelons.
Where were you again? Northern Michigan?
I was up by at the Boggs Cottage. Okay. Some of our friends, they had us up, and we were cutting up watermelon. And so we took a slice, regular slice of watermelon. You cut it in half and then take a slice, right? So it's an inch thick. I got the grill hot. I'm like, what the heck? So I put it on there. I get a 10 and 2. I get a little crosshatch on it, and I take it off, right? Because all I wanted was the color. I didn't want to cook the watermelon. Right. I wanted the color. And then we drizzled it with blue cheese dressing. I had some bacon left over from breakfast that we crumbled up and sprinkled on top of there. And then I cut some chives up. So I had blue cheese dressing and with crumbled bacon and chives on top of watermelon. I saw it in a magazine. Never tried it before. Fabulous. That little tart of the dressing with the sweetness of the, and I had grill marks.
Well, the watermelon changes flavor when you grill it.
Right.
I have just grilled a slice just because I've seen it and thought, right. Well, that sounds stupid. I'll try it. It is cool. It changes it. But you're absolutely right. You only need to do one side.
Yep.
Because if you leave it on too long, you suck all the water out of it.
Right. But it was just a cool combination, something I'd never thought of before. Saw it, and it's like, watermelons.
I've seen it with blue cheese and then balsamic reduction on it.
Yeah.
And that looked pretty cool.
Yep. But it was tasty.
Nice.
Just a fun little dish.
Well, you're kind of known to like to grill your romaine salad. So I thought you might want to cover that in case we have new listeners that have not heard.
And I cover it twice a year, probably. We do this in all honesty because it's that good. But
he likes it.
You all know what a full head of romaine lettuce looks like. It's a little brick of lettuce, right? They're long and skinny. Typically, you peel back a couple of the outside leaves and you get like this little square piece of lettuce that's about a foot long, right? And I take our friends down at the Old World Olive Company. Do a lot of flavored balsamics and flavored olive oils, and this is a prime place for those. And I like to do it with their blood orange olive oil and tangerine balsamic. So I take the blood orange olive oil and rub it all over on all four sides of a piece of this romaine, right? So it's shiny, it's got oil on it. I get a hot grill. And
so you don't cut the wedge into quarters?
No, I cut I'm serving the whole thing and a whole romaine piece for the salad, and I'll cut it when I serve it. Okay, so I'm going to grill the whole piece, and I got it all oiled up. I grill it on the three sides and maybe just a couple minutes on a hot grill on each side. Again, you want it to wilt a little bit, but you want to get some grill marks on it, right? So on that fourth side when I get there, I've got some crumbled blue cheese again, and I've got either some walnuts or some pecans, whichever you prefer, crumbled up on there. And when I get it to that fourth side, I sprinkle that blue cheese and the crushed walnuts or pecans, whichever you choose, on there, and I close the lid and turn the fire off because the grill's still hot enough to put the marks on the fourth side. I want to do is I want to melt that blue cheese in there, and just the nuts are for the crunchy part. When a minute or two that it's in there, I open the lid, I pull it off, and I drizzle it with the tangerine balsamic. So the only dressing on this is the blue cheese, the crushed nuts, and then this balsamic and oil mixture, and it is fabulous. It's if you can serve it right off the grill onto the plate, it's still a little hot.
So everybody gets a full head?
Yeah, you can. Or if it's, you've got lighter eaters.
So do you cut the end off right before you serve it?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll grab the core.
Because you want to leave the core on there while you're grilling.
To hold it together, right. Mm-hmm. But once I'm ready to serve it, I'd probably cut it in half, cut the core off, grab it with a pair of tongs, and set it on a salad plate, and boom. You're eating this.
Now, the way I have
salad.
Done that only once, and the way I did it was I cut the romaine into half,
right.
And then I cut those into half, and I put the, let's say, the outside leaves on the grill.
Right.
And then I drizzled the top, and I think I just put my wife's kind of like candied walnuts and some blue cheese and just 18-year balsamic on it. And I don't even know if I put any oil. I must have put some oil on it.
You didn't flip it then. You were just grilling one side.
No, I grilled one side, and I did the same thing. I shut the lid for just a minute or two to warm it up enough that there wasn't a huge disparity in temperature within that head.
Right.
And then ate it that way, and it was really good. I guess there's probably a lot of different combinations you can do it with, but I like the way you're doing it because you're giving somebody a whole head.
Right. And it's a cool presentation, and it's one of the last things anybody ever expects you to pull off a grill is a head of lettuce.
So I guess if you get those six packs of the smaller packs of romaine, those would be nice and small. That'd be a nice size to actually use for an individual serving. Because the ones I get are really big. You wouldn't want to give somebody
Yeah, but you're right. They come in any supermarket's got them, right? Like you said, there's
the
six
packs.
Six little
those
stalks
would work
of it in
really
there.
Well
yeah,
for
they
a
do.
Personal one.
They do.
Yeah.
And super simple to do because you just rub the oil on it before you cook it. And the
you
rest
know,
of it is just
I wanted
on
to
there.
Do our grilled potato salad, but I'll tell you, it's already on the website because we did it a couple years ago. Anyway, it's like six large potatoes, half pound of really good bacon, some hard-boiled eggs, some chopped sweet onion, some parsley, a half cup of Old World olive oil, EVOO. It's the favorite type you like if you use garlic or butter or plain or whatever. They have so many flavors. I don't know what's my favorite anymore. But then I'll take a half cup of the balsamic. And just a plain one, some sea salt, some crushed black pepper, a little bit of maple syrup, and some nice mustard. And that will make a fantastic grilled potato salad. So you boil the potatoes, you slice them into whatever chunks work for the size of the potato, and then you brush them with oil, and you throw them on the grill and get some grill marks on them, and you heat them up. And it makes for a really cool potato salad. It's just different. It's something safe you can have in the summer with no mayo.
Coming up next, hang on, we're going to grill your tenderloin. Stick with us, we'll be back.
Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Some roof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Now you're
Yeah, you are, man. And just to prove it, we've got something called man law. And today's man law says, under no circumstances may two non-related men share a bed or anything which can be perceived as a mattress.
Enough said.
There you go.
Easy enough to do.
So I got this. Next week we're going to have this cool guy on the show who's been getting in touch with me from a place called National Barbecue News.
Okay.
He's been writing me, or I guess one of his editors has. It's a newspaper, magazine, and it's got 10,000 people that get it delivered to their house every month.
10,002 now?
Yep, we're getting it. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, they want to do a story on GI Barbecue.
Oh.
So I got to be friends with this guy. His name is Kel. And when I'm bouncing around their website, really cool website, I noticed one of the contributing authors is, looks like he's about 12 years old, but I'm sure he's at least 20. His name is Ty Machado. And Ty came up with, he stole my heart because he combined hot peppers and pork loin. So
easily impressed.
Yeah, I am. This looked really nice. It's a stuffed tenderloin. His name's Ty Machado. You can find him on National Barbecue News. It's called barbecuenews.com. But the guy, the Kel, his dad started it. He'll be on the show next week, so we're going to hear all about this cool new publication. Old publication. It's 30 years old. It's new to me. Anyway, this stuffed tenderloin's awesome. You just run a sharp knife down a pork tenderloin, and you insert serrano peppers with the stems removed, and then you do it so that the peppers, serranos, go from end to end on that loin.
Okay.
And
are you talking a tenderloin, the little one the size
yep,
of a tennis ball,
tenderloin,
or the big one like a softball?
Tenderloin.
Okay, the one the size of a softball.
Tenderloin.
A tennis ball.
Tenderloin.
Right.
And then there's a loin. This is for tenderloin. They're really tender. Get it?
I got it.
So basically then you're going to season it with salt and pepper, bacon wrap it. And
okay, I was going to ask how you hold it yep, together.
And then smoke it until it gets to 130 degrees, looking good.
Internal temperature, right? I mean, that's...
Yes.
Yep, okay.
And then you you put a glaze on it, and we'll get the whole recipe on the website, but sliced medallions are going to have something like an herb butter or something on them. But when you slice this thing, it's a beautiful little round nugget because pork tenderloins are small.
Right.
And then in the middle, there's this cool green. It looks like it just was hidden there.
Yeah.
And, a magic trick.
And the bacon is wrapped on there.
Oh,
is,
yeah. Is just, oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Pork tenderloin's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Great piece of meat to smoke because it doesn't take
you
that long.
You can do anything with it. You can grill it,
right,
you know.
But not with the bacon on it is where I'm going. We're back to the old flare-ups again. But if you can get that in a smoker, that little tenderloin, feed about four people. One of those will,
yep,
and they're really nice. And the cool little recipe, again, stuff them with anything you want. Ty did it with the
You could
guanos.
Probably grill it on low heat if you were careful and you had a beer in your hand.
Right, yeah, and don't walk away. I mean, that's like tip number one. If you're cooking
okay,
something
two
with
beers.
Bacon on it,
yeah, two
don't
beers.
Walk away. You got to tend to
Bring
it.
A couple beers out then.
Right, you got to tend to it. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you get a chance, go on to GIBBQ.com. Throw a little money at this effort for
yep,
us, and we're going to take a couple of these big old smokers out there to Camp Pendleton and have a little bit of fun with our troops on behalf of everybody. So we appreciate you listening each and every week, and we'll be talking with you next week.
Back it on up. Fill your cup up.